machine out again. Praise the Lord, amen. Sing my favorite. I knew it was the blood, amen. The Bible says, in the world ye shall have tribulation. But he says, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That's what he said. It says in the world, there'll be tribulation. You see it all around you, don't you? Oh, you do. The Hamans and the Amaleks. They're here this day. The scripture's been fulfilled right before our very eyes. But the Bible says we're to be of good cheer. It also says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You know, devil wants you to come in with your head down onto your knees and all. Stay you down. Don't open your mouth. Don't say praise the Lord. Keep down all the time. But you know, God doesn't want us to be like God. The word that says Jesus Christ overcame death, hell, and the grave. He overcome it. And he said, you know what he said? He said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. He's the life giver. He's the only source of life. He's the one that gives life. There's no life outside of Christ. It's only in existence. It says, and Jesus come unto the come in his time, when he come down on earth and walked on the shores of Galilee. And when he come there, you know, the scribes and the Pharisees, they had all the learning and they had all the schooling. And they had the law, a law which they didn't really keep. And you know, when all they could see in Jesus was something that they wanted to condemn him. They wanted to put him to death because he came into this world, what for? He came into this world to seek and to save. He came into this world to go to Calvary, to give life, that we might have life. And he sees that's the verse that the children quoted in Hebrews 13 and 8. It says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, the very day, this day, and forever. I'm glad for that. Now sing a wee song. I know it was the blood. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, sing it now. It was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for him. For his life was lost. He died upon the cross. Thank you. God. You know, when God sent the prophet in this last age and sent the message that he sent in this last age, you know what that message was for? It was to take us back to Pentecost. Take us back to the resurrection power. The power that raised them from the grave. And I tell you, if you want to see the Spirit of God moving, there's one thing that we're going to have to learn to do. We're going to have to learn to worship the Lord. And I'll tell you, if you begin to worship God and really worship the Lord, then the Spirit of God will come down and start to move and start to reveal himself to you and to call out things to you and to make known his presence and his power amongst you. That's what God sent Brother Branham. That's what the angel message was telling him. To take a gift of healing to the world. And to take us back to the faith that the early church fathers had. Not some dead duck religion. Not some clamped out stuff. Not some made up prophecy. Or some jibbly jabbage that they want to speak. But the real, genuine, Pentecostal power. Hallelujah. That will come down to quicken your soul. And to make you live again in the presence of a sight. He said he'd send down healing. The healing would arise in his wings. That healing power would be amongst you to deliver you. You know, a man said once time, if you want healing, preach healing. He said, if you want deliverance, preach deliverance. He said, if you want these things, lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. And he'll come down, his presence and his power. Listen, I tell you something. I remember in Pentecostal meetings years ago, we sung the one course for half an hour. For one half hour, maybe more than half an hour. And I tell you, the power and the presence of God come down. It only seemed like 5 minutes. It only seemed like a short time. But you know, when you're in the presence of God, it doesn't seem long. It always seems short. It's always a quickening. There's a rain that will come down on you. Hallelujah. The former rain and the latter rain.
Hallelujah.
And he wants to pour out his Spirit upon you. He said it shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And what he said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we never should be a bit afraid for the worship of the Lord. We shouldn't be a bit afraid to worship him. Come on, we're going to sing that. Sing that our song. That one, what is it? The Comforter has come. Let us sing that this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hope you don't mind standing. Now, just we keep standing. I'll not keep you standing too long. Oh, let us sing that song. Let us sing them to the Lord this morning. See if God, what God will do. Hallelujah. He's able to do, you know, it says exceedingly abundantly. Of all we can even ask or even think. I tell you something. The devil may give you a hard time this week, but I tell you, we are going to give him a hard time this morning. We are going to give him a hard time in the name of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. He says, in my name ye shall cast out devils. In my name ye shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Not might or maybe, they shall recover. In my name. He says, this is the power and authority. He says, in my name, whatsoever you bind on the earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on the earth, he says, I'll loose in heaven. Hallelujah. There's a loosing power in the name of the Lord Jesus. What did he say? He said, there's none other name given under heaven among men whereby man must be saved. There's only one name, and that's the name of the Lord. I don't care what the devil tells you. I'm going to tell you now the devil's a liar. What was it? Was it Jack Coe said or somebody said, hey, how did you know when the devil was lying? They said every time he opened his mouth. And that's right this morning. He's the father of lies. Hallelujah. But Jesus is the giver of life. Hallelujah. That thing that we sung. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Comforter has come. Amen. Amen.
Great and mighty God.
Father God. We bow in your presence, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for mercy. We thank you for grace, Lord, this morning. We thank you for the precious shed blood. We thank you, Lord, for life that is in thee. For you said, he that hath the Son hath life. And Lord, this morning in your name, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we bind every spirit and every power of the enemy that will rise against thy children this morning. And we pray that that quickening power of the Holy Ghost that raised you from the dead will manifest in our service this morning. And Lord, that you will quicken the word to thy people this morning. And oh God, that you'll break the bread of life to us. Father God, you said you'd raise us up and we would live in thy sight. Hallelujah. And the rain would come down. Lord, a showers of blessing upon thy people this morning. Lord, we take authority over the devil this morning and over his works this morning. We bind them in the name, oh, that's high above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus this morning. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for thy mercy and for thy grace. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning for mercy this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name this morning. Hallelujah. 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 This persons in this meeting this morning, and you've been going through a time. You've been going through a time where you've suffered like a depression upon thee. And because of that there, you haven't felt the joy of the Lord. But the Lord would say unto thee this morning, lift up thine eyes unto the Lord. Lift up thine eyes unto the heavens this morning and call on the name of the Lord and let the Lord make straight paths for thy feet, and the hand of God will come on thee, and the hand of God will make a way for thee, and the hand of God will cause that depression to go from thee. And thou shalt rejoice in me, because I am he that breaketh the bars. I am he that openeth the door of the dungeon. I am he that spreadeth before thee a table. I am he that doth prepare for thee, even in the presence of thy enemies. I am he that doth anoint thy head, and I am he that doth deliver thee, saith the Lord. Therefore fear not the enemy. But I say unto thee, set thine eyes to seek my face, and lift up thy heart for to seek and to read and study in my word. And yea, I will not weary thee, and thou shalt not be weary. But there shall come into thee a courage, and in that courage there shall rise up in thee a faith, saith the Lord, that will help thee, that will take thee over and above even that what thou canst even thinkest. It will take thee even beyond that what thou thinkest, saith the Lord. Yea, let thy mind be stayed on me, for I have written it down, and even the prophets of old have spoken it. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let every fetter be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus this morning. Let the quickening power that raised up Jesus from the dead, hallelujah, let it quicken you. Let it move upon you this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You've prayed and you think that God hasn't answered you. And because you have prayed and think that God has not answered you, the enemy wants to oppress you. And he wants to accuse you. But God says to you this morning, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am he that shutteth and no man openeth. And I am he that openeth and no man shutteth. I say, I stand at the door and knock. Therefore, if thou open, I will come in and sup with thee. Hallelujah. The Lord would say to thee, go home and sit down and take a pencil and write down the things that have been oppressing thee. And when thou writest them down, draw a line through them. And draw a line through them from the left to the right and from the right to the left, saith the Lord, for they shall no more oppress thee. Hallelujah! Blessed be God. Let the Lord Jesus Christ be exalted. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there's some people in this meeting this morning, and you've had a long desire in your heart for God to move, to do something for you. But the Lord would say unto thee this morning, be still. Don't be hasty. But the Lord would say unto thee, the thing that thou seekest is not far from thee. For it is nigh even thee. Even now it is nigh even thee. And even if thou wilt think on the things of God, God has said that he'll give you the desires of your heart. God wants to give you the desires of your heart. God wants to lift you up from the plane where you are to a certain level. He wants you to grow. He wants you to grow in the things that are belong and pertaineth to him. He wants you to grow in knowledge of him. He wants you to grow in favor with him. And the only way that you can do these things is if you set a time. There's things in your life, and that you're spending the time with them. And because you're spending the time with them, you're missing out on God's blessing. Now, God has said he's not condemning you for that. I am not come to condemn you, saith the Lord. But I am come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. So God's not condemning you, but God's saying to you, take time and think about these things and rest upon that as for even as thou art tired, thou must rest. And when thy body is weary, thou must sleep. And I say unto thee, that even when thou art spiritually tired, thou must draw aside to drink of that well of water. To drink of the water that I shall give thee. For know ye not, even as I said to the woman at the well, that well shall be in thee. A spring of water springing up into eternal life. Saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless God this morning for his mercy and for his grace. Thank God this morning for his mercy. God's able to do, you know, anything at all. Doesn't matter what it is. Now, I don't know what way my time is fixed, but I'm not going to be too long this morning. I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures this morning. You may see that I've kept you maybe standing too long, but may the Lord bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. Now maybe it's a wee bit different than usual, but praise the Lord. Well, I just felt to go with the leading of the Holy Spirit, but God just, praise the Lord, amen. Just hold on here now, I get the scripture, I'm looking at the scripture here. Praise the Lord, and what a, if you can turn to 2 Peter, to 2 Peter in the 3rd chapter. Praise the Lord this morning for his mercy and for his grace, amen. Hallelujah, thank you Lord. Now I'm not going to take too long, I'm going to read this and praise the Lord and not try and not keep you too long. Praise God this morning for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace, amen. Praise the Lord. Here Peter says, 2 Peter chapter 3, and we'll read from verse 1 down here. It says, it's probably good this. The second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, and it says, in both which I store you up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before of the holy prophets, and the commandment of us, the apostles of our Lord and Saviour, knowing that the last time shall come in the last day a scoffer walking after their own lusts, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since our fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. And it says, for they willing
or for this they willingly are ignorant. For at the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and in the water, whereby the world that was being overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are in shall be burned up. And seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for the hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Nevertheless, according to his promise, we look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Therefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye be, may be found of him in peace, without spot and blemish, at account that their long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to his willing, hath said unto him, hath written unto you, that also in all his epistles, speaking to them the things which are some things hard to be understood, which by they that are unlearned and unstable wrestle as they do our scriptures to their own destruction. Therefore, beloved, see that ye know these things. Therefore, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of their wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But go in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and forever. Amen. Praise God. The gospel, it's not a social gospel. The gospel's not a social gospel. It's not, what would you say? It's not a money gospel. But the gospel of truth is a gospel of deliverance. And the gospel that Paul preached, Paul said, you know, when he wrote to Timothy, he told Timothy to be steadfast. And he told him to do the work of an evangelist. And we know that these things, he said that the time would come when they wouldn't endure sound doctrine. They'd want some other sort of form of, what would you say, religion. And you look today, they've got it. Right down. And you see it fulfilled today, it's fulfilled today. And we know that God's prophet, the things that he said, we know them to be the absolute truth. We know them not only to be absolute truth, but we know that he was the messenger to the Laodicean age. And you know, no matter what you do, isn't it strange that you might go in some places they don't even want to hear the name of brother? They don't even want to hear anything about a message. And you know, that some of these denomination systems might be friendly enough with you, and they might be all right. But it's like the man said about the cat, if you give the cat a wee bit of a rake backwards, he could have a different idea. And yeah, I'm going to tell you something today. How can light fellowship with darkness? It can't do it. But today we've got light fellowshipping with darkness. I'm far better than that. I want to say something to you young people this morning. In school, I'm sure every young person knows here what a donkey is. And you know what a goat is. Now you young people that know what a donkey is, would you put your hand up? You know what a donkey is, do you? There's only one, but oh, there's two who knows what a donkey is. Well now, how many? Three. Was it three of God? Did I get three? Let me see your hands again. Right, there's one, two, three, four, five. So there's five young people knows what a donkey is. Now, how many young people know what a goat is? One, two, three, four, five. Good man. Six. Seven. Know what a goat is. Well, if I was your school teacher now and I come in tomorrow morning and I said to you, now do this, just what we've done, and said to you, there's been big changes over the weekend. A donkey's not a donkey anymore. He's actually a goat. And a goat's a donkey. But you say, bro, what's that to do with the gospel? What's everything to do with the gospel? They're preaching in our gospel. They're following in our Christ. Oh, you say they're coming back. Oh, it's right. It's 100% right. And if things goes on, you'll find out that it's right. And there in some of the schools there, they were going to make all the wee girls wear trousers. Now, don't misunderstand me this morning. And don't go out and say that that man said such thing. I want you to listen, for I'm not saying anything to offend you. What I'm saying here this morning is the truth. And somebody might think now, don't go out now and say, oh, boy said that because I said something and he just said it to kind of rank it. Now, if I come up here to do that this morning, it wouldn't be a great Christian spirit, would it? But I'm not saying this to kind of rank it. You young women, you don't need a revelation for to know not to wear trousers. You need to obey God's word. It's obedience. It's the same with the hair. It's obedience. Now the thing that is the revelation is the Godhead. And it's only God that can give you the revelation on the Godhead. And you know, when Ed Biscoll was with Brother Branham in one of the trips, when he first went with him on some of the trips, he had three questions that he wanted to ask Brother Branham. And he thought if he could get a chance, he would ask the three questions to him. But when he was with Brother Branham told him, he says, you have three questions, Brother Eddie, that you want to ask me. So we named him the questions to him, and one of them questions was the Godhead. And Brother Branham says, it's a revelation. He says, you ask God to give it to you, and I'll pray for you. So the Godhead's a revelation. But you see today, so many people take God's word, even Christian people, and they actually disobey God's word. Now, what Saul lost the kingdom because of disobedience. He didn't do what Samuel the prophet told him. He done part of it, but he didn't follow it all through. He didn't do what God wanted him to do, and if he had done what God wanted him to do, God would establish the kingdom. But instead, because he disobeyed God, God grant the kingdom from him and give it to another, which we know was David. And it's the same in this day, the same principle runs through the Bible. Now you say, Billy, you always know, I've been disobedient a lot of times. And I'm sorry to say that. But I'm glad this morning that we're living in the day of grace. I'm glad for grace this morning. If there was no grace, where would I be? I'd be lost. But I'm glad this morning for the grace of God. Amen. And you know, you can, some of these people, you talk to them and you can preach to them. And all you're doing,
You might say, well, it's an awful thing to say, but I'm going to say it. All you're doing, you're just losing your time. Because they don't want to do it. They have a system today, and they talk today. We see it here now. Look at the way they done when they voted about this Brexit. They all, look, the many Conservative MPs voted against. They want to see it. They always were Remainers. I'm going to say something. Now, you mightn't agree with it, but there's no harm in you don't agree, but they've all got the mark, every one of them. They've got 666. Ah, oh, but brother, ah, oh, but brother. No, no. They've proved that they have. They've got it. And you know, I had to be careful what I said. That shouldn't have been. It would have done without being on this morning, for it's more or less just for ourselves what's been said this morning. And you know something? They don't want any truth, because if you were to go in that house and pick out black and white, and we'll say white's the good and black's the evil, I'll tell you, the black would outweigh the white by a lot. Oh, but you say, brother. But it's not our brother, because look, he says here, when we read this scripture here today, and we started at this scripture here, it says, and it said, where is the promise of his coming? They seem, they know more, they'll know more about God than God knows. They were former godliness, they deny the power thereof. And you took today, they're sitting in these places today, and they're making laws, and their laws is contrary to the Bible. Now, what would you do if some of these days you send your daughters or your children to school, your young girls to school, and they come home with a note saying that they're going to have to wear trousers? Now, how if they could say, come home and say the young boys are going to have to wear dresses? I'm sure there's a lot of young fellas and they wouldn't want to be wearing a dress. And then why should a young girl want to dress like a young fella? But that's the system. And that's the meat that they're giving out. And there's death in it. Because it's anti-Christ. It's anti-word. And if it's anti-word, it's anti-Christ. And then I think our brother said to me that Sunday morning, he said about some lady, some minister lady, she said if Paul was here now, she'd put Paul right on a few things. She'd be in for some shock, wouldn't she? Look at the boy that was a Peter, and he thought he'd buy the Holy Ghost. And he said to Peter, here's money. Lay your hands on me, and I can set that power that you have, and whosoever I lay my hands on, they'll receive that power too. What did Peter say to him? Peter said he was in the gall of bitterness, and his heart wasn't right for Aunt God. And he said he would be blind for a season, didn't he? He smote him blind. He was blind anyway, but he was blinder still after that. But you see how it was. But you see, they wanted to deny God's truth, they wanted to deny God's power. Why is it? Because that establishment is full of it. You know what I mean, I'll not say any more. There, it's full of it. And you take like, you look at the scripture when I was thinking one Sunday morning, or I sat down one morning in the house and I was reading in the Old Testament, and I sat down and I was thinking about Brexit. And I was thinking about all the things, and I just opened my Bible, I opened that Isaiah chapter 3. Go use over Isaiah chapter 3 and read the chapter down and you see what it says. And you'll see where they're at. It says, their sin is as the sin of Sodom. But you say, oh, but this is not the hour. But you remember this. The disciples asked the Lord a question. And they said to him, when they took him out and showed him the temple, they said, what shall be the signs of your coming? What did Jesus say to them?
Jesus said to them, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And many persons were saved in Noah's time. Eight went on the ark. Eight persons went on the ark. But there's an ark today in the land. And that ark's the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only safe hiding place for many of this stuff is in Christ. And the only way you'll overcome any of these things is in Christ. Now, they were going to force certain rules and certain people in England there to do with the schools and stuff. The only people that really stood up against them was the Muslims. They said no, they weren't having it. They were going to, they wanted, a unisex thing. That everybody's equal. You're not equal. How could you be equal? God created man in his image. You know, he said that man's a little lower than the angels. And Jesus Christ himself came down and took onto him the form of a man. He came a wee bit lower than the angels. He came to die to bring salvation. To bring salvation for me and for you. But notice not that there. Where did the woman come? She come out of man. So when the woman disobeys the things that's laid out for her in the scripture, she's denying her head. And her head is man. And when man makes the laws and passes the laws that's contrary to God, he's denying God's word. He's denying God. And what's there for him? Judgment. You know what Jesus said to some of them? He said it would be better for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than it would be for them. But do you know else what he said? He said if they had seen the things that you have seen, they would have repented. But you know something? Look at the mercy of God. Look at the grace of God. And look when Abraham talked with God. And Abraham said to the Lord, I'll take it on to talk to you. He said, if you find 50, will you spare it? And he said, I will. And not to just take up a wee bit of time, but to go on. It come down till if he could get 5. And he said, if there's 5, I'll spare. There wasn't 5 in Sodom and Gomorrah. Not 5. Not 5 people. They were all corrupt. And you take this land today, and you take it there, it said, you know, in that Isaiah, it says women are their leaders, and they err from the truth. You think you had an English prime minister, you have a German chancellor, and you talk about this and they talk about that, and you take now that not so very long ago, the English had to bail out the sovereign government. They were bankrupt. They're still bankrupt. They're bankrupt money-wise, and they're bankrupt spiritually. And England's bankrupt spiritually. And I want to say this morning, it might sound strange. If anybody hears this, it might sound strange. The old lion, his teeth has fell out. And he can't eat any meat anymore. They're feeding him panade. And panade is bread and milk, warm milk. My mother used to make it for us. I used to like it. It was nice to get it now and then. And she would have put corns and raisins in it. Someone said one time, there's corns for bread and raisins for everything. And he has no teeth to eat any meat. So they're just feeding him slop. And they talk about democracy. No, it's a dictatorship. They ignored the vote of the people. They ignored it. But do you think now and then, another thing I said in here one time before, there's a spirit working, the spirit of Amalek.
and Haman, God dealt with both them men. Both with Haman and both with Amalek. And God will deal with them again.
Amen.
And do you know what Paul said? Paul said, salvation is of the Jews. That's what he said. Salvation is of the Jews. He said he came unto his own received him not. But to them that did receive him, to them give he power to become the sons of God. And when you receive him, if you really receive him, you receive his word.
Amen.
And when you receive his word, he'll give you the Holy Ghost. For he's promised it. The promise is unto you, he said. Peter said it. And to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So that promise is unto you. And we have read in this scripture here, it says, this here he says, this second epistle, beloved, he said, I write unto you, what did he do? To store up your minds by way of remembrance. Now I want to store our minds this morning by way of remembrance. Northern Ireland, they never had conscription in at the time of the war. They had it in England. They didn't have it here. Because the young men volunteered to go to fight. They volunteered to go in the First World War. They volunteered to go in the Second World War. And you know the first day it said about the Battle of the Somme. It said that when the Battle of the Somme, the first day of the Battle of the Somme, there wasn't a village. And there wasn't a town in the north of Ireland that there wasn't someone had been killed that belonged either to that town or to that village. They were killed on the 1st of July. What did they go for? They went so that we could have freedom. They went so that we would have still a place to open our Bible. And I want to say this morning, I maybe don't just agree with maybe all the things that the Orange Order has, but the Orange Order was actually formed for the protection of various Protestants against the papists of that day. And there's one sure thing this morning, no matter what they do in the hall or don't do in the hall, there's one sure thing this morning, we can come in this Orange Hall this morning and we have liberty to open our Bible and expound our Bible by the grace of God. How long will it last? Because there's an attack on the Orange Order now. At this time there's an attack on it. It's not popular to say you're an orange man. And you know, some years back there, instead of celebrating the truth on the Bible, they were having what they call Orange Fest. All the daffodils and all the lilies can come and slip in together. Orange Fest. You know, they stood for the truth of Luther. And Luther protested Rome.
Amen.
He protested the wee hut where you sit in to confess your sins. He contested at the rosary. And they still worship a woman. And Revelation 13 is the woman. And you look how it all finishes up. I was speaking to two young people yesterday. And they were talking and I was referring to them to Daniel. And I was referring where Nebuchadnezzar dreamed the dream and he saw all the kingdoms that would be. But you know, he forgot the dream. And he brought in all the soothsayers and the Chaldeans and all the magicians that he had and he brought them in. And he said, I've dreamed a dream. But it's gone from me and I want you to tell me the interpretation. And what did they say to him? They said, there's no king would ask anything like that of anybody. Tell us the dream you had and we'll tell you the interpretation. But you know, our king wasn't that slow. He said, in plain English words, he said, you'll prepare a ball of lies. And you go to the scripture and that's what they exactly would have done. And then somebody said, but oh king, there was a man
in the kingdom. He could understand hard sentences. He could give interpretation to dreams and all, and he could see visions. And they brought in Daniel. And Daniel said to the mirror, King of Kings, the God of heaven had made him, you know how he told him the story. And he showed him the four empires that would rise. And the four empires that would rise would rule right down through. And the last empire that would rule, the last one they seen, was the fifth. And the feet were iron and clay. Now iron represents Rome. That's who it represents, Rome. And you know, Daniel said he beheld in the night vision till a stone was hewn out of a mountain without hands. And it said that stone smote that image. On the head, no. On the breast, no. On the thighs, no. On the feet. And what became of it? It says it became as the chaff of the summer threshing floor. Now I want you to put you in remembrance of that this morning. That God is in control. That it doesn't matter the many Hamans rise up. It doesn't matter the many Amaleks come. It doesn't matter about their vote. Why they vote? They voted because they want to stay in the system. The anti-Christ system. And it is Antichrist system. And you know, in 1957, when they signed that agreement, there was a place called the Capitoline Hill in Rome, and they signed it up in a hotel in it. And when they signed it in it, I said this before, I'm saying it again, the boys that signed it congratulated one another. And they said, we have resurrected the old Roman Empire without firing a shot. What did the Pope Pius say to Hitler? He said, you shall be the military wing, the military arm of Rome. And look how that the many Jews and how that the many people were put to death in the millions. Millions killed. And look how that in this 20th century, you never heard any our minister say it in your life. I never heard, nobody at mine ever said it, till I heard Brother Branham say it. He said the souls are under the altar with the Jews that were killed in the Holocaust. And he said, God, give them white robes. You say, brother, that wouldn't be right, but that's how you, God can do what he wants to do, and he'll still do what he wants to do, and God will still fulfill his will. And at the end of the day, God's will still be done. And at the end of the day, Jesus Christ will rule on this earth. And that stone that was hewn out without hands, that stone was Christ. And Peter even said it when he preached. He said, this is the stone the builder rejected it. But he said, it has become the head of the corner. And what did he say? He said, there's no salvation in any other. It doesn't matter what there is, you can church this bishop, that pope, this pope, that reverend so-and-so, there's no other name. There's not another name under heaven rather than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, I better go quickly. How's the time, Tommy? What's the time? Tell me the time. What is it? 12. Right. An hour, I'll take an hour, 30 minutes. There's no way I could go into this all to you, but I'll go take an hour, a couple of minutes and then. Praise the Lord. What was it saying? Where was it there? Where they signed the treaty. The Capitoline Hill. Said we have resurrected the old Roman Empire without firing a shot. You put on the TV and they have the occult flag with the 12 stars. The miraculous medal. It's an occult flag.
Amen.
They flew it in England. Hitler couldn't get the swastika into England because the people fought, but they have undone anything that they fought for in the war. It's bleak looking. But the thing about it is God's still in control.
Amen.
The thing about it is God knows them that are his.
Amen.
And we know we can't be far. We can't be far from the end time. I don't know how soon, how long it'll be.
50 years, 100 years, 200 years. But we can't be far. But Peter says here, he's writing in here, he says, you remember this, that one day with God is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is one day. God doesn't work on time like we do. God's eternal. And anyway, you can write down, you take, write down, let me say this, it's maybe a wee bit jumped about back and forth, but you take care of us. You take the Sardis church here. Sardis means death. And they were about to die. Why were they about to die? They were about to die, for they were starting to accept the Roman doctrines. And you know, Ephesus, the word means, Ephesus means let go or take it easy. And they forgot the priests. Now, didn't Paul say, when I'm gone from you, they'll come in, bringing in damnable doctrines? One of the doctrines he said they would bring in, they wouldn't eat meats. They would abstain from meats, and they would forbid tomorrow. Now, not naming any organization, you know their organization, none of their ministers more. And they don't have meats on certain days, and so stuff, and not there, and they can't figs. Now, where did you ever see any of the disciples, or read any account of the disciples having figs? Or where did the disciples ever have holy water? Where did them things come from? They come of another spirit, which wasn't the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can't work outside His Word. He doesn't work outside that there. For Jesus said, I only do the things that the Father showeth me.
Amen.
And if He does anything different, it's not God. And the day you have a word, you have Christian comedians. A supply of the devil. You have Christian singers that sing nice hymns and all to you, and then go back and sing rock and roll. That's an oil pile of the devil. That's what it is. Pile of the devil. Take you away. Take you off the road. Take you off a wee bit. You know, if you went out today to your house and took a brick out of the corner, when you got every day, 52 weeks in the year, you haven't got every week and take a brick out. Keep taking a brick out. Never asked going to school. There was a lad in school, he didn't like the school, and he said he'd demolish it. And he come round the corners, and he dug a brick out of the wall with a screwdriver and a wee club hammer. He dug a brick out. And he dug a brick out. And he dug a brick out, and he walked every dinner time and taking the brick out. And then, you know, it's strange to the thing too. I pulled a hedge out with a rope on it. And the teacher come round and she seen the hedge pulled out. And she says, my goodness, it is as far as from the Bionicle where Matthew's sitting. And they're all brave thick thorns, I tell you, rope pulls. Just cap at them and cap at them till I pull them out. And she saw the hedge pulled out. And she said, my goodness, the hedge is pulled out. And everybody looked at me and said, all right, why my kids, they pulled the hedge out. And she's standing there with the hedge like this here, and she turned around and she looked at the gable of the school. There's a hole in the gable of the school, you could have put that pulpit in with it. So I was ready to fall, and she goes, something. It's like the truth. You say, oh, it never could happen.
But they eroded one wee bit and they eroded another wee bit. And they said, oh, we'll not name that, we might offend somebody. But you know you'd be better offending them and stay with the truth. It's not offending them and denying the truth. I tell you, you stand for the truth and God will stand for you. You know, whenever they come in the case where the man was took ill and he was dying with cancer. And you know, the angel of the Lord come to Brother Branham and he said to Brother Branham, such and the man, they talked again, you such and the place, and they done such a thing. But he said, this man stood for you. And he says, because he stood for you, I stand for him. And God healed him of the cancer. And you know, he said, I want to put you in remembrance of these things. And he says, you know, put you in remembrance of them. Well, you know, you stand for the truth. And God will look after you. And you know, there's maybe coming a time when you'll have more of a trial than there is now. We're not too bad here now. But what if when it starts, and what if it's not too long till they'll send home these letters and they'll say, your wee girls will have to dress the same as the boys. You know something? I remember Samuel at the high school. I'm going to finish. I'm going to quit now. I went too long nearly. I'm going to stop and that'll be it. I can't finish this all night. But let me say this. Samuel at the high school. And you know the hell of night, you know, where the parents go to visit the school to see how the children are getting on at school. And me and Ray, we went up to the school. And we went in the school, and when Samuel went to the high school, he done fairly well at the high school. And yeah, they were talking, and you know, they had brought him on, which had been a newspaper reporter. And he advised everybody for to get to know the people of the South. Well, there's no harm in the neighbourly with people. I'm not, don't misunderstand me this morning. If anybody hears this, don't take the wrong meaning about this. But he said, get to know them. You know, some people, if I said a certain thing here this morning, you know, people would have up in arms and say, oh no. But they're different culture from us. Oh, you say they're not the same. No, they're all different religion. We believe that the Virgin Mary was the mother of Jesus. We believe that he was conceived by the Holy Ghost. We believe that he grew up as a man, lived as a man, died as a man on the cross, but raised at the cross because he was God. And we believe this morning that his spirit was sent back on the day of Pentecost, and that's the Holy Ghost that's in the church today. Now they may claim all that, but they have a lot of trappings with it. And you can't have trappings with it. You have the word or you don't have the word. Some one of the two. You can't mix it. If you high bred the word, it doesn't produce. You high bred a donkey, as I was saying, a donkey and a horse, it produces a mule. And you take a mule, and the mule never can produce a mule. Can't do it. It's a high bred. And the truth is the truth. And you know, they've high bred. Try to make you think something else. Let one thing go, let another thing go. Let something else go. Oh, don't say anything about it. Let something else go. Let something else go. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says you can't fellowship with. What? Oh, it is. Says what light hath Christ revealed? And what concord of Christ will be on. And what light, what has light to do with darkness? Sweet and bitter water doesn't come out of the same fountain. Some one of the two. And you know, people say, oh, but. Are they preaching what Paul preached? Half them deny. Far more than half them deny what Paul preached. They're actually against what Paul preached. And that lady said she was straightening Paul out. I tell you something. She's living in Farry Derry long. Cuckoo long. Straight in the mouth. Imagine Paul come in here this morning. Wouldn't we sit down? Well, a man like Paul, an apostle of the Lord, proved by signs and wonders and divers miracles and various gifts of the Holy Ghost. A man of God, son of God. God wants us to be in remembrance this morning. I want to just read you a couple of things. I wrote them down there. I want you to put you in remembrance of this now this morning. It's probably in keeping with maybe the word that was given at the start of the meeting. It says, 2 Corinthians in chapter 10 and 4, for the weapons of warfare are not carnal. Then it says, Ephesians 6, 12 and 13, put down, you read, for the pick unto you the whole armor of God. In Isaiah 59 and 19, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him when he comes in. You know this morning, you know what Matthew 7, 7 says, ask, and it shall be given you. And you know what Timothy said? Timothy said that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may we endeavor to seek the Lord, to read his word and think of it. I'm sorry now if I've kept you. I'm going to stop. Gary, praise the Lord. If you have any announcements, come here. If you want to come before Gary, praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. May God bless you. Father God, thank you this morning for thy mercy. We thank you for the words of truth. We thank you, Lord, for thy goodness. We thank you, Lord, for fellowship one with another, and especially with thee this morning, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless thy people, for I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand our feet. Praise God. Just a couple of quick announcements before Brother Gary comes. Don't forget, next Sunday morning we're going to lift the love offering for Brother Brian Freeborn coming. So that this will be this next Sunday morning, and then we'll take up another one when he comes, because it's only a few weeks. Brian will be here just a few weeks away. And then next Sunday night, let's not forget, a Brother Jeff, Sister Suzanne's going to share the testimony next Sunday night. Pray for Brother Jeff and Sister Suzanne, and you can try and encourage someone to come, get them to come along. Praise God. And Brother John will be preaching the word tonight. Pray for the service tonight, and keep on keeping on. I believe the Lord's encouraged us this morning. I believe the Spirit of God was in the meeting. And from last Sunday, there's people here who really testified. And one brother had a word for someone, and I won't mention no names or anything. And I was talking to that person, and God already did what they were told privately, a word, and God done it. Isn't that right? The Lord done it. The impossible. God done it. Now, if God done that, God will do the rest. Whatever it is. And if the Lord has spoke to you this morning, and I believe God has, God will do it. Praise God. As a Brother Gary comes, I can't get out of my head now, the corner of the screw, the bricks out of it. Praise God. But I tell you, it was something, wasn't it? But it's true, isn't it? It's true with the Word of God, isn't it? You know, I had a friend, and you know him, and the time of Brother Gary had the special meetings, and Brother McConnell came and preached, and he preached powerful well. And that friend of mine, God moved him in the service. And he knows he did. But the enemy tried to come in after that and take him back to things. You know what I'm talking about. But he still, God's still working on him, I'll tell you that. I've been talking to him again since this week. And he wants to come to our service. And he might come next Sunday night. You pray for this man, that God will really get a real grip of him. And you remember what James McConnell said, one powerful thing that in that service. He said, when the word of God's sown, it's a seed. And the word of God being a seed will do the work. The Lord bless you as your brother comes. God bless you, brother.
Slowly, they cut a little bit of food off them, the horse. people who are doing well. So after a long period of time, somebody else